Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9, verses 30 and 31. Teaching. Privacy needed. Privacy needed. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were. Listen. Because he wanted privacy. He wanted seclusion. He wanted to be kept apart from the mass of people at this time. Why? Because he was teaching his disciples. Mark chapter 9, 30 to 31. Privacy needed. I stress the because in verse 31. This is a very important point. He's going to give some vital teaching concerning his death. He's going to prepare the disciples for his death, his burial, the disappointment, and then the resurrection. And of course, this is going to lead on to Acts and the massive explosion of the gospel. And so Christ wants to teach. Well, he wants their attention. He wants privacy. He wants seclusion. You remember when Paul was converted? He says about it in Galatians chapter 1. What does he say? Well, he was converted. And what happened then? He went to a fun fair. He got his life crowded out with occupation. No. He was taken into the desert for such a space of time. When it pleased God to reveal his son in me, then he didn't go into a mass of entertainment. He went out into seclusion that he might learn from God. You remember the two sisters, Mary and Martha. Remember Jesus' commendation about Mary sitting at his feet. But of course, we all have activities and distractions. We have cares and so on. But there comes a time when we need seclusion and separation and privacy, time, space, quiet. Do you take that kind of time, my friend? I'm talking to you as a believer. Do you take that kind of time? Do you get that kind of seclusion? Do you guard it? Do you safeguard it? Do you earmark it? This is a time when I'm going to read Scripture. I'm going to pray. I'm going to have communion with Christ. To get apart. Remember what Jesus said, Matthew 6:6. Go out in the public street and mix with the people and turn the telly on, turn the radio a bit. Or, no. Go into your room, shut the door, be in secret. And your Father, which sees in the closet, hears in secret, meets you in secret, will come to you openly and bless you. We know we have to be separated to Christ. I believe myself, the Lord's Day is this. I believe the gatherings of the ecclesia are this. These are private gatherings. And read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. I believe these assemblies where we communicate with each other, where we communicate with Christ, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I there. Wherever the assemblies meet, I'm not talking just simply about, public services or none of that. I'm talking about the gathering together of believers in seclusion with Christ. Come ye apart and rest a while. And still, in her hymn about this, she was speaking about the Lord's Day, and this is what she was saying: Great God, this sacred day of thine demands our souls' collected powers. May we employ in work divine these solemn, these devoted hours. Oh, may our souls adoring own thy grace, which calls us to thy throne. Hence, ye vain cares and trifles fly. And that's the thought. Hence, ye vain cares and trifles fly, where God resides, appear no more. Omniscient God, thy piercing eyes can every secret thought explore. Oh, may thy grace our hearts refine and fix our thoughts on things divine. The word of life dispensed today invites us to a heavenly feast. May every gracious ear obey. Be every heart a humble guest, and bid the wretched sons of need on soul-reviving dainties feed. Thy Spirit's powerful aid impart. O may thy word with life divine engage the ear and warm the heart. Then shall the day indeed be thine. Then shall our souls adoring own the grace which calls us to thy throne. Yes, vain cares and trifles and distractions can rob us of the spiritual space we need, the spiritual time, the seclusion. Jesus needed it. He drew apart to pray. Paul needed it, Acts 19 and 20. We need it. You need it. Unbeliever, the hardest thing for me to get, and any preacher to get, is to get you to stop, be silent, and think. And that's an essential. As a schoolmaster, I knew classes that were generally weak in mathematical ability, and what I noticed about them was they liked noise. If noise was going on, they felt secure because their homes were full of noise. And when I spoke, if I paused and there was silence, that would make them sit up and wait. Same for the preacher, my friend. If you just keep rattling on, powering on, droning on, nobody listens. Pauses are very important. It is so in music, too. Listen to Handel, and you can see his pauses are as important as his notes. Well, here it is. Christ wants to speak, and he wants to speak to this people, and therefore they need privacy. Preachers, let us not just go on rabbiting on. May we make the people think. May there be pregnant pauses in our labors. Maybe this privacy, even in public preaching, but in our spiritual lives individually, brother and sister, may we know what it is to draw aside from the vain distractions of the world, to take space and privacy and time to know Christ and to feel his presence with us. May we have that experience. May we hear the Lord Jesus and meet him and have our dealings with him in private.